y'all here. My name is Marquita Hudgens. I'm a student at Overbrook High School and a proud member of the Philadelphia Student Union. Today we have heard from so many powerful speakers who are not just talking, but they are walking as they talk. I have the important task in bringing us our experience today together and helping us see forward from here. As I stand before you, I look out at all you and feel a great sense of love for us and the task ahead. Martin Luther King said, "Organized nonviolent resistance is the most powerful weapon oppressed people can use in breaking loose from the bondage of oppression." To understand this quote, one must first understand what the bondage of oppression means. Oppression is the feeling of being heavily burdened, mentally and physically, by troubles and adverse conditions, and we as people are chained down by that. Those who think they hold the power and the authority has got us to a point where they no longer need chains to keep us binded physically and mentally. Those who think they hold the power and the authority have got us to a point where they no longer have to keep us, the people, down, physically chained or physically by violence. Now those in power keep us binded mentally, and that is violence. Many of us talk about violence as being on an individual, one person to another, like a physical fight or an attack. King refers to this as interpersonal violence. But we sometimes forget to talk about the other forms of violence. For example, our schools not being funded adequately is violent. Not having enough resources in our schools to survive is violent. Having more security guards in my school than counselors is violent. And silencing the voices of those who are most affected of this type of violence, us, the students, is the most violent of them all. Why? Because every last one of these forms of violence affects us, the community, and our ability to live a long and prosperous life. To paraphrase Dr. King, nonviolent resistance is not passive. It is not cowardice. No, it is the opposite. It is dynamically active, energized, and spiritual. Nonviolent resistance against those in power is not only what King did, but it's what Jesus did. Jesus stood up for the people. He challenged injustice and violence against the community and was killed for it, like King. We, the Philadelphia Student Union, have made it our commitment and our moral obligation to stand against injustice. We will meet violence of bias, racism, and all forms of oppression with nonviolence. King also said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." So as long as violent injustices exist in our communities and our schools, we, the Philadelphia Student Union, will be there. Like Dr. King, we believe that movements must be led by the most affected. So today, gather here with all of you, we are announcing a campaign to address the root causes of youth violence and the end to the school-to-prison pipeline. We would like to invite you to make the following commitments. To first, reject violence in your actions, words, and thoughts. Second, to bring the community together and identify the root causes of violence. And third, to stand up against injustice. If you can commit to these three things, please stand up. Reject violence in your words, actions, and thoughts. Bring your community together and identify the root causes of this violence. And stand up against injustice. Now, I would like for you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to say to them, "I stand against injustice." This is our way in bringing King's legacy into the 21st century. So will you take a stand and fight with us? And moving forward with this campaign to create a safe environment for everyone, for our students, teachers, parents, everyone. And here we are today, from every part of the city, from different backgrounds and different beliefs. And we have come together in harmony, in peace, and in love. We marched, we chanted, and listen to wonderful people share their wonderful thoughts and feelings. But most of all, today we have felt the the presence of Dr. Martin Luther King come alive in this space. And he encouraged us. And he encouraged us to be fearless. I hope if there's one thing that you take away from you today, it's to not let his dream go to waste. The solution to ending all forms of violence, both interpersonal and structural, cannot be in us blaming each other or fighting over crimes. Nonviolence means to stand up against injustice for everyone, everywhere. It may be hard, and it may seem difficult, but if we plan to get to the promised land, like King mentioned in his last speech, we must take on a challenge. Right here, right now, we're on the mountaintop. Thank you.